Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Some of the things that have happened, of course, like that big gathering that took place in France, and when 4 million people hit the streets and they're talking about, you know, liberty and the right to be able to have freedom of press, and we would say in America, the First Amendment rights.
Yes.
And we're watching First Amendment rights taken away or just, you know, hammered on in regards to Christians. You know, you got people that of other faiths or no faiths at all, right? They're actually just, just saying whatever they want to say.
Right.
And that's the constitutional right to do it. But also a Christian would say whatever God says in his word. And it's almost like you're the one that actually created those words and you're formulating them.
It's an immediate attack.
It's amazing.
It's a silence.
Well, you know, which I probably pretty much believe in. That means your words are true. Because why in the world would you? Why? This is what happened in France. This is what happened in France. You had a journalist writing some, you know, he exercised his freedom of the press and wrote some cartoon ridiculing the Prophet Muhammad. And personally, I don't think you should ridicule anybody or anything, even if it's real or not real. You're just picking a fight. But with that, these 4 million people, they go out in the streets, and these other 4 million people, but all of a sudden these terrorists, these radical jihadists, they go out in the street and begin to kill folks and kill these journalists. But of all the things to do, they walked into a kosher Jewish store and started killing Jews.
Of all places.
JJ, we've been talking about it. Listen, no matter what you think, no matter what anybody tells you, this whole strategy, this whole thing is to come after those who are God's people, the Jews and the Christians. So we say, JJ, we talk about Jesus and the Jews. Of course, Jesus is a Jew, but he also is the firstborn amongst the church.
Yes.
And we're his body. And so when you start watching what's going on, how could this whole thing do an oblique turn all of a sudden? Now they're focused on running up to a kosher Jewish store and these innocent Jews starting to kill them. And it's because that's the whole thing. Mm. That's the whole purpose. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be talking about today, and I can't wait to be sharing some of these details with you so that you're informed, not so that I can tell you some bad things that are going on. But all this Islamic State aspects that's going over in the Middle East over there, they're purging the libraries. They're purging the libraries.
Wow.
And in that, they're everything that they don't agree with, with their radical view of Islam, then they're just burning it and removing it, including ancient artifacts and all these different things.
Wow.
And it just shows you that if that's what you're going to want, if you want to embrace that, you know, there's something about this is what Kamal Saleem says. He says, you know, Islam is a political governmental organization.
Yeah.
80% that and about 20% religion. A caliphate, based on my understanding and what I'm hearing, and we have some resources on this, is when Muhammad died, then all of a sudden somebody had to take his place. Mm. And what that word really means, based on my understanding and some resources that we have, means taking God's place. Mm. He can't compare him to like the Pope over the Catholic Church,
right,
or an apostle over a church, but you would compare him to someone who takes God's place, which you can't. And, you know, some of the things we'll have for you, you know, you just can't take God's place.
No.
But to me, that kind of gives a hint of anti-God. If you're taking God's place, that's like anti-Jesus Christ is not the Son of God.
Right.
Because they believe that Jesus exists. It's kind of hard to get away from them, from the Son of God. But they say that he's a prophet.
He's a prophet.
And he's the Son of God. He's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and he's worthy to be praised. And so in the context of that, it just kind of nails this. Hey, man, this is like an anti-Jesus Christ as the Son of God religion.
Yeah, no doubt.
And the caliphate means that they're taking the place of the kingdom of God, they think, and who they perceive as God, which is not God. And so I just want to encourage you, as you're hearing these words that may not ring a bell with us, you know, you can go to the VFNTV.com site, go to the VFN Torch, and just begin to do some research because we source these things. But major things are taking place in the world. This is going to be a real interesting year.
No doubt.
It's going to be such an interesting year that it's going to be, as we said, the best of times and the worst of times. And
well, not to mention we're right in the middle of the four blood moons.
Yes.
This is the year of the Shemitah.
Yes.
So there's a lot of things that are unfolding.
Yes.
You want to pay attention. You want to be alert during these times.
Yeah, I thought, you know, what was also interesting, too, is this the Shemitah blessing coming out of Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence, you know, talking about this is the year just, and he speaks of blessing. You got to get this blessing.
Yes.
You know, hopefully we'll make that available to you in the VFN Torch and begin to lock your faith into this thing, the blessing, because you're going to need to have faith to get through this year. But understand the other side of this turbulent time is just this huge blessing. And in that, you know, great tribulation and persecution, and speaking of that, you know, a Japanese journalist was just beheaded.
Yes.
You know, another journalist was beheaded over the Middle East. And, you know, people, business as usual, is like, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, and they wanted a ransom. They wanted like hundreds of millions of dollars for him, and they didn't pay the ransom. But I believe they gave money to fight against the cause.
Yeah. Well, Europe started doing it, and they started paying these ransoms, and that's what started these guys going. But hopefully we get a chance to talk about Open Doors Ministry, who's serving the persecuted church worldwide. Their top 50 countries of persecution has just come out. We want to pray for the Christians in this, and those countries are being persecuted. So hopefully we get a chance to talk about that.
And God answers. He expects us to pray for our brothers and sisters who are going through persecution. And we saw that firsthand with Miriam Ibrahim.
Oh,
when
yes.
she was in prison, she was chained, having to give birth to her child. She had a toddler. She was in chains, having to give birth.
Mm-hmm.
And God laid on her heart. We began to pray for the persecuted church. And so we had 3 days of prayer and fasting focused on that. And God showed himself mightily, because it was during those 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of ebb and flow. But at the end of it, God had her released.
Yes.
You know, which is
yes.
amazing, you know, what God did to this Christian woman, and just freed her just so that he wants us to intercede. He wants us to cry out, you know, and we definitely need to cry out for, we need to cry out for the persecuted church and those that are, you know, these women who are being oppressed in the Middle East on a daily basis
yeah.
because of, you know, all the different things that are taking place in this oppressive religions that are over there in some areas.
Well, they say that 40 out of the 50 most persecuted countries have Islamic extremists as the background of it, as the forefront of what's happening.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.